This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Tuesday, August 29th. While wheat prices take a hit from Hurricane Harvey, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat also was down again, and really a lot more than we expected. I think that Tropical Storm Harvey hurricane at one point has really halted all the rail shipments down south, and that definitely put a damper on prices. It added a much bearish pressure onto the futures all the way down. As a matter of fact, we're into an area where Kansas City wheat is holding and low that we haven't seen in 11 years. And that is such a surprise, seeing that we had a high just 2 months ago. So a big swing in that market. The speculators, certainly looks like that they are starting to increase their short position. That's also adding some pressure onto the market.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 9.5 at 399 and 3/4. September corn was down 2 3/4 at 335 and 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day up 3.5, ranging from 493 to 525. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 7 3/4, ranging from 481 and 3/4 to 535 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were down 5 3/4, ranging from 734 and 3/4 to 774 and 3/4. Live cattle for August were up 25 cents at 106.37 and a half. August feeder cattle were up 105 at 142.57 and a half. And September class 3 milk was down 20 cents at 16.44. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.